The church was full of people as the celebration began. A group of musicians played, and a group of singers sang while the royals walked down the very long center passage.
So, this is what a party looks like?
Anna could hardly believe that Elsa was treating her so kindly. She was about to say more to her sister, but just then, a guest stepped up. He was to be presented to the new queen and the princess.
The Duke of Weaseltown,
a royal official said.
Weaselton,
the Duke corrected him. Then he bowed his head.
As the closest kingdom you do trade with, it seems only fitting that I offer you your first dance as queen.
Elsa got nervous and put her gloved hands together.
Thank you, she said,
but I don't dance. The Duke looked like he was upset, so Elsa quickly pushed Anna forward. But my sister is a very good dancer. Anna was a little surprised, but she allowed the Duke to lead her to the dance floor. Unluckily, the Duke was a terrible dancer. As he jumped up and down, his wig moved from one side to the other, and he never stopped talking.
Bump-de-bump-ba, look at me, he said. This certainly makes up for being shut out for 12 years for no reason. Do you know the reason?
He asked Anna.
No? Well, watch this. Like a chicken with the face of a monkey, I fly.
It was all my fault, Anna said. I told her I wanted to get married and she got upset because I'd only just met him, you know, that day. And she said she wouldn't approve the marriage.
Wait, Kristoff said. You wanted to marry someone you just met that day?
Yeah, anyway, Anna said, not really replying to what he had asked. I got mad and shouted at her, and she tried to walk away, but I pulled off her glove and...
Wait, you wanted to marry someone you just met that day? Kristoff repeated.
Yes, are you listening? Anna said angrily. Thing is, she wore the gloves all the time, but I just thought the girl doesn't like to get her hands dirty.
Didn't your parents ever warn you about strangers? Kristoff asked.
Yes, they did, Anna said. She looked carefully at Kristoff and moved farther away from him on the seat. After all, he was a stranger.
Anna's body felt even colder than when she was out in the storm, but it felt good to tell Hans everything, to know that he could help her. After hearing the whole story, Hans looked at her with a loving smile.
A true love's kiss, he said thoughtfully.
He moved his head toward hers, ready to kiss her. Anna lifted her head and closed her eyes. Then he stopped.
Oh, Anna, he said. If only somebody loved you.
What? Anna said, surprised.
As 13th in line in my own kingdom, I didn't stand a chance, he told her. I knew I'd have to marry someone to become king.
Anna could hardly lift her head.
What? What are you talking about? She asked.
Because Elsa is the queen, I would rather marry her, of course, Hans continued. But no one was getting anywhere with her.
But you? He walked off with a small smile.
Like your sister said, he told her, you were looking for love. You were willing to marry me just like that.
A sense of hopelessness came over Anna as she realized how evil Hans was.
You're no match for Elsa, she said bravely.
Hans looked down at Anna.
No, you're no match for Elsa,